TSA Radio News.
The TSA is talking confiscated guns.
There's a new all-time record for the number of guns found at security checkpoints around the country. The TSA is saying 5,972 guns were discovered by officers last year. That easily surpassed the more than 4,400 guns found in 2019. 86% of the weapons found last year were loaded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And the Biden administration has launched its website for free at-home COVID tests. It's covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
Will there be future variants? Sure, almost surely there will be. The point is, I'm hoping Omicron gives us the lessons we need to manage the rest of this pandemic, however long it lasts, and move to a new normal where we treat this virus much more as an endemic thing. I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
The GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas a moron. The letter blasted President Biden's top medical aide for his lack of professionalism toward the Kansas senator. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine and Germany this week.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to three lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. The Biden administration says it will significantly expand efforts to stave off catastrophic wildfires by more aggressively thinning forests around hotspots where nature and neighborhoods collide. Officials have crafted a $50 billion plan to more than double the use of controlled fires and logging to reduce vegetation that feeds fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.